welcome to the Broadway Church Leadership Podcast, and thanks for joining us today. We're so excited that you'd be here, and we are excited here at Broadway Church to release new content every month, and we're thankful that you'd take the time out of your schedule to listen. But we would appreciate it if you could rate and review this podcast on your podcast app, because it really does help people find us and engage with the content. Now, I wanted to give you an idea today on what you can expect from the Broadway Church Leadership Podcast. So this one will be quite a bit shorter. It's what we would call a teaser, if you will, to let you know a little bit about the content. We plan on releasing content every month, as well as a few bonus episodes through the year. And thankfully, our main guest here today will be our lead pastor at Broadway Church. His name is Darren Latham. Darren, we wanted to have you come in today and just begin this discussion before we get into any of the topics when it comes to leadership. Why are we doing a leadership podcast? Why is leadership important?
Well, first of all, I was told there'd be an applause track after you.
There will be, yes. In post-production, that's why we have an audio producer here, so that we can do these things to massage your ego and,
add the
applause, the fake applause track.
Thank you. Now, you had a question in there somewhere.
The question that I gave you, yes, was why is leadership important?
There's an old saying that everything rises and falls on leadership. So in life, we all want to accomplish something. We all want to see results. We all want to get things done in our lives, in our business, in our ministry, in our homes, in our families. And so in order to see that happen, at some level, you have to exercise leadership. You have to influence others to move from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. And that's often a common definition. That's my favorite definition of leadership, is leadership is influence. At its core, it's influencing people to move from their present position to take a new position, or move from their present activity to take on a new activity. So to move forward, to have progress in life, you need someone somewhere to be exercising some form or level of leadership.
Now, you did not say the word church or Bible anywhere in your statement. So am I to assume from that, and of course I'm being a little facetious, is that leadership is a concept that is applicable where you and I find ourselves in vocational ministry, but also where we see our friends and people that we know that are engaged in a host of other vocations. Why don't you just expand a little bit on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Leadership is not a particularly biblical concept, nor is it anti-biblical. It's a more of a human dynamic concept. It's what happens within relationships. It's whenever you have two individuals, when you have two individuals in a room, someone is going to be the leader at some point. Someone is going to influence the other person to make a certain decision, to accomplish a task in a certain way. Leadership is that dynamic of creating change effectively in a healthy way. And so, yeah, it's not a uniquely biblical concept. It's a relationship dynamic.
And that's one of the things that we are going to strive for here at the Broadway Church Leadership Podcast, is to take the concepts that we are communicating via this podcast and translate them not only in a church setting, but also in this setting that you might find yourselves in if you're not working at a church, in a job as an accountant or a tradesperson or whatever. You will be able to use this content and be able to lead effectively in these areas of your life.
Yeah, there are principles that are applicable, principles that are transferable to any situation in your life, family, business, church. Now, admittedly, there'll be times we'll come at these from a uniquely church angle, or a lot of our illustrations or dynamics might be through church. But the reality is, and if someone's listening and they're from the business world and they think, oh, this might not be relevant to me, really, if you think about it, the church world is a hotbed for leadership dynamics, because most church leaders are dealing primarily with volunteers. That's what you do. In fact, if you think about this, as a church leader, it's my job to influence people to donate their time and their talents after all that they've done at work, after all that they've done at home, after all that they've done throughout their lives in their neighborhood, to on top of all that, to come and to donate above and beyond that time and talent and to invest their lives into to being changed. So you're saying, come and listen to me teach to you and talk about things that you're doing wrong and maybe some ways that you can improve. And on top of all that, can you donate a lot of your time and your talents? And oh, and by the way, give 10% of your income for the privilege of doing all this. I mean, that takes leadership if you think about it.
Absolutely. And hopefully over these weeks and months, we are going to deep dive in some of these areas, and that can really help our leadership wherever we find ourselves. Well, let's end there today, Darren. Thank you so much for joining us and kind of giving us a 50,000-foot view of kind of where we're going. I know next week we're going to start with the topic of how to deal with difficult people. And over the course of the next few podcasts, we'll be talking about different types of difficult people that we will experience in our life or in our leadership. So thank you so much for joining us on the Broadway Church Leadership Podcast this month. I want to give a big thanks to our audio producer, Mr. Grant McAllister, for making everything sound great. And he wrote that really cool jingle you hear at the beginning and ending of the podcast. So remember, we do this podcast because when it comes to leadership, we think that'll do, just won't do. We'll see you next week.